Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what happens when the dead don't make it to their destination?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it is. And yes, we would love to hear your real ghost stories, so please make a phone call. 855-853-4802 is that number. Or you can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts. You don't miss any of our episodes or any of the many ghost stories we put out to you every single day here on the channel. It's Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Well, Tony, not a whole lot. I don't have any ghost stories to report today. Nothing like that. Do you?
I do not have any ghost stories to report today. I'm having haunting dreams, though.
Really?
I am.
Are you having stress? Do you think that it's stress-related dreams? Sometimes those tend to give you anxiety.
Because they're not bad dreams. They're just... I've had these dreams forever, pretty much, where I'm back at the radio station, or some radio station, one of the many I've worked at in my life, and... either where I'm working on something, Todd's usually in a lot of them, like way back in the day, like when I started, or I'm back at a place and things aren't working correctly. You know, like the version of it where like you can't get the CDs to work and you're going to have air and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I had one the other day where I was, in Green Bay at a station I never worked for, but they were across the hall, a big country station there. And I was like, okay, I'm on here. Well, what's, is the positioning statement still this, you know, like whatever the hell it was. And then I'm having to type in the music, like codes, like, okay, we're going to play this song next. It was like an old DOS automation system, which actually we had back then. And I couldn't read the log to like, I was like, it was like LI2460 or something. And that's the code for whatever song. And I'm typing it and I can't get, and it's not working right. I'm like, oh shoot. And I'm not. And so it's like turning into that phone or that dream where you're typing on a phone and you can't hit the right numbers to dial the call. That's kicking in. And then we got dead air and I keep having things like, or I'm at some radio station.
That's a stress dream. Like, you're having stress in your life.
But I don't work in radio anymore.
I know, but like I still have some from college. Like I'm trying to get to that class and I never do get to it. Now I'm going to fail the class because I never dropped it.
Yeah.
Like I had one of those recently and I kept taking the class again and I just kept never showing up.
And
I'm like, why do I need it?
It's been a while because it's been pretty much all radio the last, I swear to God, like month. And I don't feel like I have a ton of stress. We have a lot of big... crime stories going on over on Hidden Killers right now, but I don't feel like stress from it. I'm working some pretty long days right now, but maybe that's it. I don't know. But I'm not normally, if I'm like doing something very long during the day, I'll dream about that. I won't be dreaming about something completely different. Although working in radio wasn't completely different. It's just I'm in a radio station setting, not my studio in my house setting.
Well, and there's that panic that went with radio because we all experienced it when there actually was dead air. It's like, shit, 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 shit.
Yeah.
All the stuff that goes on behind the scenes when people don't hear anything on their radio.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy. I think the funniest stress dream, radio stress dream I ever had was I went in the station you and I worked at,
yeah.
sat down to do my shift. My first break's coming up and I put on my headphones and I look up and the song that I'm coming out of is and into, they're all in Russian. And I'm like, I don't even know how to say that. And so like, I just kind of do a generic, like I don't say that was, this is, I none of that.
Yeah.
I look up and all the songs are in Russian. So I go down the hall to my boss and I'm like, all of the songs are in Russian. And I'm like, I don't know how to say them. Russian country music is really popular right now. So you might want to do a little research.
Is this Beverly? I could totally see this happening in like a bizarro world. Where it's like, And I love Beverly, but I can just, I can picture this happening.
It was so funny because I'm like, I can't do this shift. And it's like, well, obviously you're not keeping up with country.
Yeah.
If you'd been keeping up with it, you would know that's a really popular.
Oh, movie. That's funny. Russian country music.
But it was written in Russian. Like,
yeah.
I don't even know how to pronounce whatever that letter is.
Yeah. Well, I had a very similar thing happen to me in that studio, but that wasn't Russian. All the words were scrambled on the computer when I looked up. And this is in real life.
Oh, shit.
This is in real life. I was in, it was about 6:30 at night. And I'm just, you know, wrapping up the show and I look up and I'm like, okay, what song and what's coming? I'm like, I can't read anything on here. And I'm like, what the hell? And I'm thinking the computer is glitching or something. So I walk out and our engineer, is right across the hall and I was going to go over there and like, hey, come look at this computer. I don't know what's going on here. And as I'm walking out, there was a newspaper, and newspaper kids are these pieces of paper that are pretty big and they have words on them and they tell you the news and it's big, big old sheets. That's what a newspaper is. And I looked at the newspaper, which obviously couldn't be glitching, and the words and letters were wrong on that too.
Oh, what? You were having a medical emergency.
It was me. Yeah. And I'm like, what the hell? And I had just... You know, those smart water bottles, those big, tall ones. I was like on a exercise water kick at that moment in my life. I was like a little health phase or something. And I had literally just downed an entire like smart water. I was really thirsty and I just like, I filled it up at the water cooler and I downed that whole damn thing. And shortly right after that is when this happened. And basically, I had overhydrated myself. It can be dangerous. Like, you can literally drown. Your brain can get... That's how the hold your wee for a wee thing went to shit.
Oh, yeah.
And which he, by the way, just...
That was deadly.
He just testified in Lori Vallow-Daybell's trial.
Because it's his sister.
Yeah. But that's what can happen. And I was like, what the hell? And I called our engineer friend over, like, can you just hang out with me for a little bit? Because I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm like, am I having a stroke? Like, I don't know what that would be like. But I don't know, it was like early 30s at the time. And I'm like, this is just weird. And then it all subsided. It went back and I could see it again. But I guess, I mean, it also must be kind of what it's like to be dyslexic, where the letters and stuff are not in where they should be. Or you're...
That's just scary.
It was. It was the weirdest thing I've ever had happen to me in real life. I mean, because it felt like a dream where things are not in where they're supposed to be. But it was creepy. It was, it was scary. But I've learned not to down that much water in one
good
sitting
idea.
Anymore. But yeah, that was that. Anyway, 855-853-4802. Is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. And really, you should get a little more up on the Russian country because it's...
I'm gonna try that.
It's big.
It's really popular.
It's big. Keith Urban's next album, all Russian. You're gonna love it. It's great. Let's go to our first phone call at 855-853-4802. Hi, let's hear it.
My name is Ben, and I'm calling from Texas. I'm a truck driver. I drive an 18-wheeler from Dallas to McAllen, Texas, down south near the border. And let me give you a little bit of backstory. When I drive down towards the border area, I'm usually driving there down Highway 281 at night. And I see a lot of illegal immigrants walking down that highway. And I say they're illegal immigrants because this is where a lot of border crossing is a big problem down near the Rush country. Well, when I drive down that highway, I see a lot of crosses. Now, mind you, these are crosses that are along the ranch fences. Now, when these people cross over, they cross in groups. From Mexico to the United States, they cross in groups. And they have very little water, very little food. Some of them die on the way to their destination. And some give up. The ones that give up, they either give up or they're separated from their group at night. And what they do is that they walk towards the highway and try to wave people down to get them to pick them up, to drive them towards the back towards the border. Some people are walking back south because they're just figured out it's not worth risking their lives. Now, I've counted a lot of people trying to wave me down to with their gallons of water to just so that I can give them some water. I don't stop. It's very dark, and I'm just afraid of it could be a decoy for some kind of drug mule to get me to stop and maybe get me a gunfight or whatnot. Well, I just heard you on one of your shows that you were talking about creepy rest stops. There's just one particular rest stop just outside of Alfurrias, Texas, that has a lot of illegal immigrants use that rest area to get water, use a restroom, and try to hitch a ride or wait for a ride. There was this one night that I was, I had just finished talking to my wife, and I said goodnight to my daughter and my wife, because I still had about an hour to go to get down to my destination. I always call them because, since it being so dark and dangerous, you never know. You never know what could happen. This one night, I seen something. Mind you, I see these people all the time. I see them walking in pairs, and I see them walking alone. They're usually waving me down. I'm kind of driving right now, and it's very dark, and I'm kind of getting the chills and getting a little emotional about it because I think about those people. You know, I think about them trying to cross to get a better life, and they die trying. This one night I've seen this something. If you can imagine the girl from The Grudge, how she always had her hair down and her head down and her hair just dangling. This one person was in black. The head down. And I could only see as far as my headlights will allow me to see. But this one thing was walking extremely slow. And I can tell that they were walking slow. Yes, I'm rolling about 70 miles an hour, but they're walking slow as if they no longer had any more strength to walk, but barely walking. Walking with their head down. And as soon as that I saw that apparition. I saw that whatever. I just had this overwhelmed feeling of sadness. You know, and once I set my eyes on this thing, I started to cry. I literally started to cry. You know, and that night, I wasn't expecting to see anybody. You know, I was listening to podcasts on the radio, and I just put pause on my podcast and called my wife and daughter, you know, before I saw this apparition. And as soon as I saw that, I just started crying. Called my wife, and I asked her to pray for me and pray for the people that I saw, or pray for the person or the apparition that I saw. Well, that's one of my stories. I see a lot of things that go on at night down this highway. And this gets you to, it just gets the mind wondering how many more lost souls are out there in their ranch, in those ranch out in brush country. Anyway, that's my story. And I'm sticking to it. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
You can hear it in his voice.
Right?
Yeah.
But and even before he got to that part at the end, like just talking about the people that really affected him,
yeah,
you know, and he really cares very deeply. And but that last thing that he saw, you know, you're just going down the road doing what you're doing, you're working,
yeah,
and you see something like that that just immediately affected him so deeply, and knew it wasn't like the other things he'd seen.
Yeah. And that's a lot, yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, to get moved that much, that it moves you to tears. Because, you know, you think about those people's lives and that desperation.
Mm-hmm.
I could see after they would pass, you know, maybe trying to find a better life or something.
Yeah.
And you've encountered a spirit that died in such a tragic way. It would... I think there would, like, it would present like that. Like, it's very lost, and you feel that overwhelming sense of sadness.
Yeah.
Wow. That was really something.
Yeah. Just the feelings that he had and the way mm-hmm. that it came across. Very interesting story. Thank you for sharing that with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Hear it, Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to share with us, we would love to hear it. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and all that stuff, check it out on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Get everything ad-free. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.